Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, as always, at 855-453. No Skype tonight, however, so that's not an option for you this evening, and that's because we're on the road, and we don't have all the computers and such that we normally do. We're pared down to our remote kit, which we're going to be using to go out to the Bitcoin 2013 conference coming up next month, and we're kind of on a test run here tonight at our PR lady's birthday party up in the northern portion of New Hampshire. So we're surrounded by a bunch of great folks, many of whom, if you've been a longtime listener of the program, you've heard on the air with us before. We had some other folks earlier on tonight. We're getting into our third hour here. And JJ, who was for a long time our Thursday night co-host, is back with us.
Hey, Mark and Ian. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you in here. And, of course, it's been a long night of partying for
That's
you,
right.
So you having a good time?
I just got back from the pool where there was some hot tub action.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly what is serious hot tub action?
Well, there was a hot tub.
We didn't find any Band-Aids floating in there, right?
People went in the hot tub.
Okay.
Yep. People enjoy the hot tub.
Okay, good. That's what I'm talking
good
about.
Good time. Yes. So we're going to – you just decided you wanted to sit in with us.
Sure.
You, so you're welcome to do that. We're going to continue with your calls, your thoughts. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Troy listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Troy.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing? I've called before and had a conversation with you guys before about the No Child Left Behind program.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
But tonight I was actually asking for some more information that I heard on another radio station, radio show on the same radio station, Mike Savage, about a week before the Boston bombing. He was talking about how the government had went into this Amish community and basically because of a crime, which you'll probably laugh at, but because they cut their hair, which is against the religious crime, which makes them exempt against whatever the national thing, but the laws or whatever. So because they did this violation.
I'm sorry. Run that by me one more time. The Amish people cut their hair, exemption from laws. Where's the connection? Sorry.
I didn't hear the whole story, so I was hoping to get some more information from you guys, actually.
I would have to know what community we're talking about first, but there is a legal situation where some people in an Amish community sort of had a, let's call it a civil war.
Right, where it's like one Amish and another one, and they had cut their hair, and because
their beards.
They're not supposed to cut their beard, and some of the women had cut
right.
their hair.
In order to shame some people that they did not feel like were adhering to the proper Amish rules, and they're really strict about these rules. I mean, the fact is that a friend of mine who grew up Old Order Amish, I believe his father was kicked out of the Amish community among rectangular window
wow.
in his carriage. I mean, this is really serious stuff for these people. But they, so like, you know, the one group didn't like the other group, so they went and cut their beards in order to shame them.
Against their will. They like held them
yes.
down and cut their beards.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, like
wow.
a frat almost.
It's like Mitt Romney.
What I'm asking is because Michael Sanders was talking about how the federal government had took these people criminal violation and prosecuted them for hate crimes in a federal court and then transport them like 150 miles away from their communities in federal prisons so that they don't, you know, travel by, you know, modern transportation.
Sure.
So basically they took them so far from their families that won't be able to visit them or anything.
Mm. Hold on just a second. 150 miles inside a state isn't particularly unusual. So many states, people will have to travel more than 150 miles to see their loved one. And Amish people do use modern transportation. They just don't drive it. So they can ride a bus. They can't drive a car.
Yeah, but I mean, that's tough. It's never good whenever your loved one is in a prison cell, regardless of whether you're Amish or not.
I think this community was along a state line, too, so there actually some people were moved across state lines, if I remember the story correctly. So, it's really a mess.
The point he was making in the show, the talk show host, the point that he was making is that this is a test because most of the rest of the country wouldn't care about the Amish, and it's a test of what the government can do to people, how they can go in and take people so far away that the average family wouldn't be able to visit them or anything.
Oh, this is happening all over America.
Right, yeah. Boston? I mean,
I mean, anybody who's in the federal prison system, this is happening to them. This happens to hundreds of thousands of people. And
how about Mark Emery, who's sitting in prison very far away from his wife? He sold some seeds online, some cannabis seeds, and is now spending 5 years of his life behind bars in federal prison. And he was living in Vancouver originally, and they extradited him to go to trial, and then he was found guilty. They put him in SeaTac prison in Seattle for a while, which is near Vancouver, but then they moved him across the country, I think to Mississippi or something ridiculous like that. So now his wife, if she wants to go see him, and she does, has to travel all the way that incredible amount of distance to just go see. So, yeah, this is not an uncommon story. It just might be the first time you heard about it. Thanks, Troy, for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. I think we lost that there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, I'm glad you had some familiarity with that because I was a little lost on the
story. I like to keep my finger on the pulse of the Amish community.
Well, and they're one of the original sort of contrarians, other than the Native Americans, to the status quo of the religion of government.
As a matter of fact, there's a Benjamin Franklin quote out there about the Germans, and they were referring to the Amish at that point. But the Mennonites, the Amish are actually a spin-off from the Mennonite religion.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I thought the Mennonites were like the more newfangled Amish.
They are, and that was really the problem for the Amish. The Amish were saying, you know, those darn, you know, those, and they've only got these names for each other. I don't really know exactly.
I only know the Weird Al song, man, so that's a reference from Amish people.
So the Amish were saying the Mennonites, you people are just going too crazy with this technology stuff. So they split off. And then the Schwarzentruber Amish, in fact, are even, you know, sort of
impressive.
Yeah, even further, you know, back. They won't put reflective stuff on the back of their carts either.
Right, that newfangled reflective technology.
God will protect us.
And I'm not entirely sure what the Heterites are doing, but they're in there somewhere too.
Wow. All right, so 855, 450, free. I've always had a lot of respect for the Amish because of what
exactly.
You bring up, JJ, is that these guys don't really care about your government system. They just want to live their life under their own system of rules, under their religious order, and they should be free to do that.
Certainly, and I think that's sort of the model that I think a lot of the voluntarists want to pursue is simply this community chooses to live this way. And if you want to be a part of the community, well, you accept that. But if you don't, well, there's all kinds of other communities you can be a part of. And that's and the Lakota Nation is sort of similar. I mean, they have their own way of doing things. But I think the more of that happens, the more people will see there's choices.
Yeah, although the voluntarists need to really take a few cues from the Amish and actually put their principles into action, because you're not going to beg for freedom. You have to grab that freedom. You have to reach out and take it and stand up for it. And the Amish, there's lots of news about them doing that. I mean, they tell the Amish they can't milk a cow and sell that milk, they're going to do it anyway. And they, you know, they're going to do what they want to do for their religion and not do what they don't want to do, which is maybe pay into the system, for instance, in a number of ways.
Some of them felt oppressed enough by zoning rules and things like that they just moved out of the country. They went to Belize. They went to Central America. They even went to South America in order to
Something else they've got down is getting together to have more influence in any given geographic region.
Sure. Well, I'm not entirely sure that the reason they're doing that is for that reason. They're getting together so they can have more influence over each other.
Well, I don't know what their reasons are, but there's a real benefit to being together with people of like mind. I mean, where you and I grew up, Mark, there's an area of Sarasota, Florida that's very heavily Mennonite. I'm not sure how Amish it is.
Is there a little wintering down in Sarasota?
They're a lot. Looks like they're there most all the year, from what I can tell.
Sure,
there's a huge swath of a very large swath of this city that, you know, street after street after street. It's all Amish people. I mean, they're out on their bicycles and they've got the headdress and they've got the beards and everything.
Do Amish are they expected to pay property taxes?
Oh yeah.
So their religion doesn't exempt them. Is there like a central church? I'm not really familiar with
that.
No,
there is no central church. It's all, it's sort of the equivalent of, you know, states that are run by the towns.
Okay.
Churches will get together to do some lobbying in D.C., but that's really it.
Miller's on the line in Charleston listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Miller.
Hey, how y'all fellas doing? Not, we don't
hey, man.
Get you down here. We only get you down here on Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You do. So, and you're calling about terrorism, is that right?
Well, what I'm calling about is the...
Stand by. We don't have time for the tease, so stand by. We're going to bring you back here in moments. We'll find out what Miller's got on his mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
When we put things off, they aggravate us. We may not even be consciously aware of it, but unfinished projects pressure us. You may even get grouchy and start an argument with someone else in the house just because you feel overwhelmed. When we find fault with someone else, it diverts our attention from how we feel about ourselves and what the real problem is. So we need to learn to be now people. Take the time now that you have to do something that you know you need to do. Don't put it off until later, because later always comes. Be a person who starts what they need to start and finishes what they need to finish.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life, is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you'd like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, and archives are included, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can just click and download as many episodes as you like, going all the way back to late 2006, All of it is totally free, so please head on by and enjoy. Also, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That'll get you access to those same archives I was just telling you about. Plus, you'll also get episodes of The Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series that he does at least weekly, sometimes more often. And you'll get some other bonus audio that gets posted up there, too. And every single audio bit that we put up there has a share button on it. So if there's a favorite episode of Free Talk Live that you want to share with some friends, maybe you enjoyed this one, you can go later on tonight once it's available. And it probably will be a little bit later that the archive is going to be available because I have to go back to Keene and take care of it. So maybe in the middle of the night sometime it'll be up. But any archive, you can click the share button and it will be available to your friends via Facebook or Twitter or whatever your favorite social networking method.
You mentioned SACL CAI brings our phone lines, and we do appreciate that. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you find accounts receivable to be an arduous and vexing task, find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Click on it. It'll take you to SACL CAI's website. It's SACL CAI.
Osborne is awesome.
Yes, he's great. Thank you for Jason Osborne for sponsoring the show. Let's go to back to Miller, listening in Charleston, South Carolina. JJ is with us, by the way, former co-host now in charge of Free State Now. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk a little bit more about what that is here in moments. But, Miller, you're back with us. Go ahead.
Miller, I want to say we only get you down here one night a week.
Yeah.
So what I want to know was what has been the consensus of opinion about these bombing attacks in Boston?
Well, I think
what is your opinion on that?
Are you specifically talking about Boston?
I am specifically talking about the Boston attacks that occurred 1 week ago. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep, I just wanted to make sure I understood you. We're on a remote location here. I think that it's no surprise that terrorism has happened in this country as a result of the military interventionism that has gone on overseas. The suspect in this case has suggested that that was his motivation for conducting these attacks. So it's yet another example of blowback, which is to be expected when innocent people around the globe are being killed by the U.S. military. It's only a matter of time before someone gets mad about that.
Sir, I think it's quite enough. If someone attacks your house, no matter what the problem, what are you going to do in response to that?
Go shoot my neighbor and their dog.
You're going to shoot everything inside, aren't you?
Well, that doesn't make it okay, does it?
It makes it okay if you reduce the damn threat to your damn home.
Well, I don't know that.
No,
indiscriminately shooting people is not okay.
What?
I think are you expressing anger towards the situation, or are you frustrated?
If somebody shoots, starts blowing up my people, and Americans are my people.
Okay.
You tell me I do not have the right to respond with.
Think about the people being blown up outside of America, and then think about the motivations they have, the incentives they have based on that to do something in America.
I tell you what, son, they better quit messing with us.
No, who are they?
You don't understand.
You see, there's people, innocent people dying, and the number is given by the foreign press.
Who are the innocent people dying?
I don't know who they are because the press isn't very well developed.
They're dead.
Are they Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda?
I'll tell you what. The 8-year-olds that are dying in these drone attacks probably are not Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I love this.
Think about the
accent.
Kids dying in the drone attacks, and you tell me that those are villains over there.
They started it.
No. What the problem is this collectivizing. They didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Individuals started something.
Collectivize a unit in order to survive. Do you understand that, you idiot?
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't. You were shouting too loud. I couldn't understand what you said there. Can you say that again?
We have to be a collectivized unit in order to stop. That's how the world started, by being collectivized units.
Well, let me ask you this about collectivized units. So if let's call him a black man. If a black man, for instance, robs a convenience store, should we put all black guys in prison?
Well, of course not.
Then why in the world would you go indiscriminately bombing people in the Middle East in order to solve the problem that happened?
We're neither bombing the black guys, but we're doing it. If a black guy does this, I used to live in Washington, D.C., and 95% of the crime there, 99% of the crime was caused by black guys. Negroes.
All right. Uh-huh.
I don't call them black guys. I call them Negroes.
Oh, boy. This call just
you're
went
old
off.
School.
This
hate.
Call was bad this enough to begin with.
Old school hate.
Now we're getting into race. I mean, you're just racist straight up, aren't you? I mean, you don't mind killing brown folk over in the Middle East, and you think black people are criminals.
Would you please characterize my racial characteristics? I'm called a Caucasian.
Sir, the reason they don't like, the reason they're doing what they're doing is because of people like you.
Am I called a Caucasian?
Your hate is the reason they are responding to the aggression they experience, okay? You're missing the entire point because you think you're...
Both of you, I do have one question.
All right.
That I've always really wanted to ascertain here. And I don't believe I'll be able to get that answer because I don't believe you're honest enough to be able to tell me.
All right, well, you spit out the question. Go right ahead, then.
Yes, sir. How in the frickin' hell did you obtain your worldview?
Thank you for the call tonight. Well, we will answer your question, but with you off the line because you're shouting racist. 855-450-FREE. JJ, how did you obtain your worldviews?
Basically, I watched what's going on around me. I absorbed. I was humble. I was modest. I tried not to think I had all the answers because I didn't. I wasn't prideful. I was a human being who accepts that people are flawed and that people will do wrong, but you can encourage them to do better, and you can forgive them, and you can let them try to be a better person. You don't just shoot them in the head the moment they do something wrong. I mean, that's just...
I don't know how anyone gets ignorant. A worldview. I've been on the radio for... It's changed over time, and it's probably changed the most because of callers who have called in and made logical arguments to me that I just couldn't refute. When I found an argument that I couldn't refute, I'd fight it for weeks or months, in some cases years, until I just couldn't beat that argument, and then I'd have to adopt it.
Yes, that's how I arrived at voluntarism and anarchism. Is going through that chain of arguments and the arguments for voluntarism and treating people like individuals, yes, I said that three times, is because that's what we are.
Yep, you can't put people into groups if they haven't specifically joined into a group together. And, you know, like we can say we're all Free State Project participants,
but we can't say we're all anarchists because I don't agree with JJ. Yeah.
JJ, hey, good having you on as always.
Thank you
I know
so
they're
much.
Beckoning you back to the party, so we'll let you go back and appreciate it. FreeStateNow.com. Check that out. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. survivalretreatconsulting.com. survivalretreatconsulting.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio
MZ
in Santa Cruz.
Check, check.
I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione, the number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are doing a special live edition of the program from a special lady's house. She is the PR lady for Free Talk Live, and basically essentially is a volunteer for the show, and she's worth way more than what she gets paid. She's a professional at doing PR stuff and helps us get interviews and all manner of PR that we never would have had the chops to get on our own.
It doesn't come on its own.
So she's having a birthday party. We decided to do a live broadcast from her basement. So 855 450 free. That's where we are tonight. That's why we can't take your Skype calls this evening. But our phones are loaded at 855 450 free. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. We continue with your calls in moments.
You've probably heard of the revolutionary international currency called Bitcoins. Well, there's a store online called BitcoinStore.com. There they have more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They're currently at a 0% market. Laptops and tablets and, all the kind of consumer electronics you want at a 0% markup. Who would do that? What business would do this? Well, there is a catch. The catch is you can only buy from BitcoinStore.com with Bitcoins. It is the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items, and just go take a look at the prices there at BitcoinStore.com. If you're in the market for some kind of consumer electronics device, and who isn't these days, take a look at the prices at BitcoinStore.com. It may convince you that it's time to get into Bitcoins.
Some of the skeptics have called Bitcoin a game, Mark. I don't know if you've heard that critique. It's just a game, like you're just gambling on it, and it's just this thing that you play.
What are dollars, then?
Yeah, you can go and look. And this is a real store with 500,000 real items that are really delivered to you. That's not a game. In games, usually there are consequences that don't actually happen in reality. You know, in games, your character dies, you hit restart, you're back. Yeah. You know, in the games, the things that you buy don't actually exist. There's these games with economies in them and their own currencies. Those things don't exist. They're just digital data online. But Bitcoins, you can turn into real life products. This is a real currency. It does. It's something to be taken seriously. Right. And I think some people don't realize that.
If you go online and buy a dragon slaying sword, you'll neither get a sword nor will dragons be real.
Yep. Let's continue with your calls here. We've got Sarah on the line listening in Chicago. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I was just calling in because I was listening to the previous caller, and I was just blown away by his ignorance and how embarrassed we should be for him to be speaking of being an American, because, gosh, he was just so hateful and nasty, and I just wanted to say that I'm glad that you guys kind of put him in this place a little bit, because he was not a nice person. And
it's frightening to think that every time you go to the voting booth, you're voting against that guy, right? Like, your vote doesn't count because he voted today, too.
I know. I just can't believe that people are like that really anymore in this day and
right.
age.
Yeah, it's like a throwback to, I mean, I thought he was calling out of 1950. I mean, it was just absolutely horrible. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Sarah. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, I just appreciate the message that you guys are trying to get out.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Will is listening in Wisconsin, I believe, in the Madison area to WXXM. Hello, Will.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome,
I'm
sir.
Responding to that caller to just before the previous caller.
Yes.
He is so filled with hate, he's blinded. And he mentioned he was a Caucasian, and I think that is part of his problem. He probably have a mentality that because of his race, that everyone else is inferior to him. Whether it's Arabs, African-American, Native Americans, or whatever.
Now, you don't think that happens because of the amount of cocaine in his skin, do you?
No, it happened because of ignorance. I think Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and those people.
I think it has more to do with his daddy than anything else, or his grandpappy, and how they raised him, and probably telling lies to him all left and right about those darkies, da-da-da-da-da, who knows what kind of...
But I think once you get out in the world and you meet people, you have a different perspective, if you have sense enough to see it.
Sure.
And, you know...
Yeah, I think you're right. The real world experience can wipe away lies. There's no doubt about that. And I think that's why that last lady was so shocked that somebody like that could exist. But it's certainly possible he spent his whole adult life associating with a very small group of people who are all of his same skin tone. And it's sad that there are still some people who haven't come to grips with the idea that we're all human beings and it doesn't matter what color our skin is or what our eye color is or our hair color. In fact, we didn't get the chance to broach this with him, but I bet I'm just going to go out on a limb. He probably doesn't like women either.
Right. And I'm saying I don't think it's the color that's really the problem. I think it's his and people like him, their inability to communicate and deal with people different from them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that this is an attitude that goes away over time, that this is sort of the old school attitude, and that it isn't true for most people in my generation. What do you think? Do you think it's
I think it'll go away, but it'll take time. I think young people are wiser now, and they are subjected to more information now by internet. And they can understand people. I think they are better communicators than the people were back in the day. Because with this guy, if he had been in Nam with that attitude, he wouldn't have lasted 60 seconds. And it wouldn't have been the VC that got him.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Will. Really appreciate hearing from you. Good good thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Will brings up a really great point about Vietnam. As a percentage... black men fought, did a lot more of the fighting in Vietnam than their percentage of the population.
Let's continue. Your calls, your thoughts. We go to Vilal in Charleston, listening to WSCFM. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, welcome, sir. How do you pronounce your name?
Bilal.
Bilal, go ahead.
I just want to say that this racist guy, this what freedom...
We have an internet connection here, and it drops out every now and then, so I lost all of those words after I just want to say. Continue.
I just want to say that this guy, him being able to say what he felt, that's what freedom is. He can say and feel how he wants to feel. If he's racist against a certain group, that's his right, his choice. And as you talk about freedom and freedom of speech all the time, hey, let the man feel how he want to feel.
Oh, we did. He can feel however he wants, but I get to respond to it.
Right, I can say how I feel, too.
Right.
But I feel that it's despicable.
And I think it's important. We let him spew his hatred on these airwaves, and I think it's important to allow that sort of thing to happen because he is an object lesson in what you don't want to be. You don't want your kids to grow up like this guy. You don't want to behave like this guy because this guy hates people, and that's not going to get you anywhere good in life. So it's important to share that. I agree with you.
And one more thing. I must say this, and I know I'm going to make a lot of people mad, but... if people think that this guy is an isolated case, like nobody else feels like this, then you're dead wrong.
Because I agree with you. There are people like him out there. And
what do you think is a percentage of the population, Bilal?
That's still feeling like this guy?
Yeah.
Among white people, and of course I'm black myself, but among white people, I would say at least 30%.
What about among black people?
That are racist?
Yeah.
Maybe 10%.
Interesting. I appreciate your thoughts and your call tonight, Bilal. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's hard for me to make any calls on how many people percentage-wise. I mean, in my life, I don't know anybody like that.
Well, I think the numbers that people give speak more to the people that are giving the numbers than about sort of the real-world activity. But I think it's interesting, and I think everybody has some inherent sort of bigotries. We just all have to work on them all the time.
There's more coming up here. We've got enough time for you and your thoughts if you want to get on the line right now at 855-450-FREE. The final segment of the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live is coming up in moments.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and BF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, here to take your calls about whatever you want. It is Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got a great studio audience here tonight. Thank you to everybody for coming in here, because we're live at our PR ladies' birthday party, and we're doing a special birthday edition of the show, which really is the same show as we normally do.
Because a girl only turns 27 three times.
Because that's, you know, why we're here, and we're just going to go on with your calls, 855-450-FREE, because we want to get everybody in here, hopefully, tonight. And by the way, if we don't get you in tonight, Mark, you will be doing the live Sunday edition tomorrow night with Stephanie.
Stephanie's certainly going to be doing it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it.
Really?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, well, there will be a show tomorrow night, and someone will be hosting it, and they'll take your calls about anything, because we do this thing 7 nights per week. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Andy. He's listening in New York to WAUB in Auburn. Hey, Andy.
Hi. I got 3 points. I'll try to get through them as fast as possible.
Appreciate it.
First, the Amish thing. I have a video called Amish Country Adventure because I love the Amish. And,
sounds fun already.
Yeah. Well, apparently they took a court case to the Supreme Court so that they don't have to pay into or will they ever collect from Social Security.
Social Security, right. Excellent.
So what I like about the Amish community, I think being more like them is the answer to save our environment, save our economy by avoiding foreign slave labor and trading locally and keeping money and resources and labor within American communities.
You do know what will happen to the amount of methane in the environment if we all had a horse and buggy, right?
Well, if we stopped using natural gas, I still think we'd be better off. Overall.
Speculation. I mean, the fact is you can do more for the environment by driving a Hummer and being a vegetarian than you can by driving a Yugo and eating meat.
Yeah, it's worth looking into.
All right.
The draft, I think the draft or a year or two of service in some way is a good idea, although I think there should be exceptions just like we just discussed with the Amish, have the exception to Social Security.
There, so, there like,
exceptions.
What,
So an exception. So what you're saying is everybody should work for the government for a certain period of time. What exceptions would you accept? So, like, for instance, well, that sounds repetitive, but it wasn't. So, for instance, if I wanted to opt out of your draft / national service program, would that be okay with you?
Well, I think that everybody should do a couple years service.
Saying everybody should do something doesn't mean they have to.
Into a war zone, we shouldn't send the service should work within a person's moral compass.
But wait a minute,
my moral compass is against involuntary servitude. So therefore, like, my moral compass says you should go and do whatever job you want to do.
Not necessarily if it's for the government, right? Like, you're saying, this guy's saying, well, you should go work for the government. I'm saying that, and Mark, what
frankly, my moral compass says that stealing, and it doesn't matter whether or not you have American flag on the side of your lapel. The fact is that when, you know, taxes are theft. So as far as I'm concerned, all of that stuff is immoral.
One quick third issue, because I want to argue that for my whole call. Third issue, the racist caller guy, all the arguments, including you guys' arguments about you need to look at individuals instead of just saying, all right, let's bomb them. We really should look and say, obviously, we killed tons of innocent people in this war, and not all those people were committing horrible, you know, anti-American terrorist acts. It's ridiculous. But I
agree with you that innocent people were killed. However, I don't agree with you that we killed them, because I don't know about you, but I wasn't there. Were you?
Right. That's a good semantic argument. But I think that this every argument that was put forward, especially you guys, because I listen to you pretty frequently, I think you guys need to apply those same arguments to your views of police, because I think, especially when that cop killer was running around, there were comments from your show like the police are getting a taste of their own medicine. I think you need to apply the same individualism and say, instead of assuming that every individual in that group deserves what the worst individuals, you know.
Thank you for the call, Andy. I agree with you there. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. And if I have collectivized the police in that way, I'd apologize for it, because I think that we've certainly made it clear that some cops are better than others. However, all cops are guilty of allowing the bad cops to exist and doing absolutely nothing, or virtually nothing in most cases, to stop the bad cops.
Well, sometimes it's almost impossible, because the bad cops have moved up in the ranks.
That's true. They're the higher-ups, and they control the purse strings and whether or not those cops have a job. So a lot of police are scared, and I can empathize with that. I can understand why they're scared, because if they speak out against the thin blue line, they're going to be punished. They're going to possibly be hurt. They're going to maybe lose their job, or be, you know, punished financially at their job, put to the overnight shift, or, you know, not given any And so they don't take action where they absolutely could to help put a stop to police corruption. And I think that's tragic. But I agree that they shouldn't be collectivizing. And feel free, if you catch us doing that, to call us out on it. 855-4... You're saying you haven't done anything like that in the past?
I think it's more
855
likely.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to, I can't read that. Ramon, I think, is in Miami. Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, guys?
Ramon, what's on your mind tonight?
First things first, I'd like to tell the young lady happy birthday. I hope she has many blessed, more birthdays, beautiful, healthy birthdays coming up. And I'll go directly into my point. I notice a lot of chat rooms and a lot of comment sections of videos. There's a lot of COINTELPRO agents, or what seem like COINTELPRO. And for those who don't know what that is, it's counterintelligence program. It was a CIA program, you know, used to infiltrate a lot of different groups, from the Black Panthers to, you know, the Young Lords in New York and so on and so forth. But I've noticed those tactics being used a lot in, you know, talk radio now and chat rooms, like I said, especially in, Free Talk Live. I frequently go in the studio cam and check out the chat room and stuff and see what people are talking about.
And what's your handle in the chat room so people know who you are?
It's Truth Quest 305 or Real Truth Quest 305 is always
right,
something
very good.
Of that nature.
And so you're saying beware of agents provocateur, perhaps, who might be coming into chat rooms and suggesting dangerous ideas?
Exactly. Yeah, because all of us, and, you know, like, I love the free king idea and the free state idea, but it's a lot of people that tend to take us away from getting productive and finding goals and equal and what's the word I'm looking for, like similar goals and tactics that we're trying to do to achieve what we're trying to achieve for our future and our freedom and liberty. And those people are coming with racist remarks, with ignorant comments that have nothing to do trying to, you know, distract you from the point and the goal that we're trying to achieve and what I'm trying to say.
Right on, Ramon. I'm on board, and I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. Thanks for making the call at 855-450-FREE. And as a movement becomes more popular, it's more likely to be infiltrated by people who are looking to cause trouble for that movement. And the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire is the most effective, most successful movement of liberty-minded people coming into one place and getting active. So inevitably, it will attract some of those characters, but there are certain signs that you can be on the lookout for. Number one, anybody who's coming in advocating violence into your movement, they need to be talked to and told that, you know, violence is not the answer. It's just going to foment more violence. Violence begets violence. It's not going to be the answer for peace. And if you're, as I am, involved in what I consider to be a peaceful movement, then violence is something that is just not tolerable. If somebody's willing to change their mind, if somebody's willing to talk about it, maybe move in the right direction, then that would be progress. But if somebody's just coming in advocating for violence, trying to talk people into doing violence, look out. Whether that person's a Fed or not, they're trouble either way. So be careful there. And also, of course, there's time wasters as well. Jay Noon's on the line quickly. Jay, we got a few seconds left. Go with your thoughts from Palmer, Massachusetts.
Well, all right. The involuntary servitude happens. You're on the side of the road with a cop, and he says you can't leave after you ask him to leave. I say to him, are you giving me an order not to leave? And I say, if you are, you must pay me. You must pay me $50,000 to carry out that order. Otherwise, you're engaging in involuntary servitude. Thank you.
Jay, I want to see you do this on video. Next time this happens to you, please have a video camera with you and record your interaction with the police, because I think it would be very useful footage for a lot of people who...
I believe he does it, too.
Oh, I know Jay Noon does that.
I know he does it.
Because we know Jay Noon, and I got arrested at his tax hearing a few months ago. Thanks, Jay, for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We're out of time, but we'll be back, or someone will be back, for the live Sunday edition. Not sure where Mark's going, but he might not be there. But Stephanie will be there. Brian will be there. So join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And happy birthday, Carrie. She's great.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.